Most of those who testified about a planned MG&E rate hike before the Wisconsin Public Service Commission were critical of the company. Jesse Pica-Holst both was and wasn't. The East Side Madison ratepayer praised MG&E for past efforts to help customers reduce energy use, but he said the company's image will suffer if it's allowed to charge a higher fixed monthly fee while lowering costs for the amount of power used.
The goodwill you have earned will go completely out the window, and it will never come back. It will be like crossing the Rubicon.
Around the country, utilities are feeling squeezed as they try to maintain infrastructure, and at times solar customers are using less electricity. Steve Krause is spokesman for MG&E.
Things are changing in the electric industry, and with renewable energy coming onto the system, we want to make sure that the grid stays very healthy, stays reliable.
Krause says the average MG&E customer will only pay $1.60 more per month. But Tyler Huebner from Renew Wisconsin says low energy users, like apartment dwellers and those without AC, will be hurt if they have to pay a higher fixed fee that would nearly double to $19 a month.
Percentage-wise, your bills are going to go up a lot more. And if you're in a big house using a lot of electricity, your bill is actually going to go down.
A decision on the proposed rate change is not expected until late this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.